Nolte, disgraced 60 Minutes retreats to some viewers like Dar DeSantis smear. By John Nolte on April 13, 2021. The long-disgraced 60 Minutes, a far-left news magazine with a history of attempting to rig elections, is so humiliated by the debunking of its smear against Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, that the only defense it has left to say is this. Some viewers, including a retired newsman, applauded the story. That sounds like a joke, and in a way it most definitely is, but it really happened. On Sunday, the long-disgraced 60 Minutes pretended to address the controversy that imploded its fake news spree against DeSantis, and this is how it went. That's it. That's all 60 Minutes has. Their only defense is some viewers liked it. And the reason that is its only defense is because 60 Minutes cannot defend its fake news spree using something we call the facts. And here they are. 60 Minutes deliberately and maliciously edited DeSantis to make it look as though he avoided answering a question from a 60 Minutes correspondent, when the truth is that DeSantis answered the question in great detail and to the satisfaction of any reasonable person. This edit was so egregious and dishonest, the Society of Professional Journalists publicly condemned it. Additionally, two Florida Democrats condemned the 60 Minutes hit job as fake news, as did Publix, the supermarket chain that 60 Minutes falsely accused of conspiring in a pay-for-play scheme with DeSantis to win a China virus vaccine contract. Finally, the reporting was so awful and dishonest that 60 Minutes' own colleagues, throughout the far-left CBS News organization, made the choice to ignore the story rather than spread an audacious lie. And you know that if soulless CBS News isn't willing to spread a lie about a Republican, it must be a pretty big lie. It's not as if CBS News is lie-shy, or anything. So that's all the former journalists at 60 Minutes have to defend themselves. Some viewers, including a retired newsman, applauded the story. Better to have said nothing, no? What kind of idiot still watched 60 Minutes? Are there actually people out there desperate to be misinformed? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.